he's sneezing
when he sneezed, not coughing.
What would you say happened to him?
Let's see now.
Talking about a cold, you say he
got a bad cold, or
how did he catch it?
Well, he said, I got a fresh hair trim, and I got to cut my hair too close, and it gave me an awful bad cold. And my nose is running water, running snuff. So I got an awful bad cold, got me sneezing, eyes running water.
Yeah, I must have. I got all the symptoms, so I must have
cut it.
Caught a cold. If it affected your voice, it'd make you.
Yeah, how you hold? You can't hardly talk. Come hold.
And it might give you a.
Give you a bad cough, or probably pneumonia.
Bad cough. Somebody might say, I don't feel well. I'm gonna go over to the sofa and
lay down. Try taking a nap. I might feel better when I wake up.
Or you might be lying here, you know, like yesterday. You said that yesterday was the kind of day that makes you feel a little
drowsy. Probably a little sleepy.
That's right. When I say I go to bed now about 6 o'clock, I'll
probably get up after a while, but I'm going to bed by 6 o'clock, but I'm gonna get up after a while.
Before you get up, you might say, now he's still sleeping, you better go
and wake him up. Because he said, yeah, but wake him up, call him, wake him up. He done slept long enough, wake him up. And somebody come call you, and you wake up then, and then you wake up and get him.
Somebody who can't hear well is getting a little
deep. Somebody said deaf, or either getting a little deep.
Hard of hearing. Hard of hearing.
That's right.
Yeah.
The hearing ain't good.
Now, we were talking yesterday about roots that you might use to make medicines with.
Right.
What would you make sassafras tea for?
Well, that sassafras tea is good to drink. You drink it for coffee, or probably drink it for milk or something like that. It's herbs. Of course, that sassafras tea, you make it, you get these sassafras tree roots, you see, and cut them off out the ground, and you boil them, you see, and make tea called a sassafras tea. It's good, but I don't know whether it's good for medicine or not, but I know it's good to drink. It's got a good smell to it, a good taste to it. I drink it.
Did they ever give them to you for a sore place or something on your skin?
Well, I don't remember that.
When you got a sore place on your skin, you'd say, you know, it had a big lump in it, you'd say it was a
boil.
A boil.
I got a skin boil.
Got me all sort. You know, folk back in the old days, they used to get rising. Didn't they used to get?
Well, call it. You had to. I got rising. Call it rising.
Rising's more.
That's right.
And what would come out of them, all that? Ugh.
Well, I call it inflammation.
When you popped them, all that white.
Well, some call it pus, and some part corruption.
Corruption had come out.
That's right. But the more or less they call it pus. Don't know how to call it corruption now, but that's what it is. Corruption, that's something come out of the infected place, you see.
Yeah.
And call it corruption.
You ever been sick?
Well, two times in my lifetime.
Tell me about it.
Well, I had malaria fever in the summertime.